This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammonds and Zach Mayer. And joining us down the line is Steve Larratt from ShareTalk. Steve, welcome.
Hello there, Jenny. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. So we're spoilt for choice on what to speak about, but what's catching your eye?
I don't know what you want to speak about and what you're spoilt for choice for, but people that follow ShareTalk this week would have had the exciting news that we've not only got who I mentioned last week, Gervais Williams and Mitten Group, and obviously now an author. We've got Sia Green there, as I alluded to last week, Kryptonite One, EG Solutions, and Whitetails Group. But we now have the pleasure of a charitable person that we've got on board. His name is Jeff Smith. He's 53, lives in Cardiff, so sort of very central and organised around the event. He is basically a speaker for the city. He is a former Cardiff Devils player for their ice hockey team. Now, he unfortunately had an accident up on Penny Van, up in the mountains there, in the Brecon Beacons. And he's had two hip replacements. He shattered his spine. He's got arthritis. Now, he tried to climb Everest a few years back, and unfortunately, whilst acclimatising, there was a massive incident, and unfortunately, a lot of the Sherpas died up there. So he's not one to be sort of trodden down. So he's getting back up there, as I said, at the age of 53, and he's going to be attending our event, and it looks a very, very good sort of lineup there. And we're going to obviously follow his journey as he goes along. But even more of a pleasure to say that we've got a gentleman called Chris Bailey, who you'll be very aware of. He's from the Financial Orbit, and he's got 20 years experience within the investment industry. And he's basically a very thoughtful and forward-minded person in the sort of macro, and as well as being a strategist around the sort of economies. And in 2013, he founded Financial Orbit, and that basically focused upon the sort of very small macroeconomic and sort of security analysis. And again, he often appears on your show, I believe.
Yes, I speak to him and argue with him at length on many, enjoyably, on many occasions. So you've got a good lineup there in Cardiff.
Definitely.
I mean, you've had, there was another event we did in November. Are you expecting a big crowd for this one?
Well, the tickets are being booked thick and fast, and the scope of the media attention around it, we've had sort of tweets and retweets, if you like, through the media. And if you have a look at things like Cardiff Online and Wales Online, they're actually backing us without us even contacting them, and they have several tens of thousands followers plus. So it's getting a very good scope. And the evening, as I said last week, it's free for all to attend, and it's going to be a brilliant night with like-minded people and investors. So if you live in the sort of Cardiff, Newport, even Bristol area, it's just a short hop across the bridge, and come and meet the ShareTalk team as well as like-minded individuals and see what they're getting up to.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, Steve, we've just got time for one more thing. So look, tell me what's catch your eye in markets.
Well, one company that started to do a bit of breathing, if you like, is called Connemara. They are based in Ireland, and again, it's a mining company. They've shown some historic data on what is a section of the Dyradian Gold Belt, which has been a prolific sort of belt in the area. They're just completing a feasibility study on one of their mines, and it intercepted veins at 75 grams per ton. They had another vein there at 69 grams per ton, and another one around about 18 grams per ton. And the team have recently also sampled another mine that they've got on their sort of license areas, and they commented saying that the geology looks attractive, and some sort of interim results are due there on their silver and zinc mine. And all of that wraps into a nice little bundle. Obviously, multi-commodity play there. The market cap is still only at around about a million market cap, which, based against its peers, looks very cheap.
Steve, thank you. Steve Larratt there from ShareTalk.